Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owens Beef Cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. How are you on this fine Saturday, the 27th of April, the 117th day of the year? Are you well? I do hope so. Important celebrations for our friends in three African countries today. In South Africa, it's Freedom Day, a day commemorating the first post-apartheid elections in 1994, and it's Independence Day for the Sierra Leoneans. Today is the day the country gained independence from the UK in 1961. Sierra Leone, by the way, is home to one of our most active clubs, the RFI Club Freetown, led by the indefatigable Abdoulaye Saiku Ba. Hello, Abdoulaye. Hello, RFI Club Freetown. Keep up the good work. It's also Independence Day in Togo. Togo gained its independence from France on this day in 1960. Happy celebrations, everyone.
Essay, music by request, and of course the quiz. So stay tuned.
Hello, I am Priyanka Pal from RFI Women's Club, Murshidabad, West Bengal, India, and you are listening to the Sound Kitchen. And Susan Wenesby is cooking.
Ready, everyone? Because it's time for the quiz. On the 23rd of March, I asked you a question about the horrible March 15th hate crime in New Zealand. Immediately following the tragedy, many groups, mainly students, paid homage to the victims with a very traditional chant, which comes from the Maoris, New Zealand's first occupants. I asked you to write in with the name of this chant. The answer is the Haka. We mainly know about it from New Zealand's rugby team, the All Blacks, who perform it in front of their opponents on the field before every match. But that's only one haka. There are hakas for many different occasions, including funerals. The winners of this week's quiz are Mrs. Asifa Riaz, a member of the RFI Listeners Club in Sheikhupura, Pakistan. An RFI Listeners Club member, Christopher Ahrens, from Creswell, Oregon, in the U.S. From Odisha, India, there's Jahan Ara Hussein. And there are two winners from Bangladesh this week, Masood Ali from Naugaon and Tatiha Saleh from Nilphamari. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in.
Thank you.
Another presidential question for you this week, this time about Ukraine. Last Sunday, the country's citizens went to the polls and chose a candidate who is unusual for the country in two ways. I want you to send in the name of Ukraine's president-elect and those two unusual or the first time for the country things. I'll give you a hint. One has to do with his career and the other with his personal life. Again, send me the name of Ukraine's next president and the two things which are unusual or firsts. One is personal, one is professional. You have until the 27th of May to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 1st of June to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 96 82. That's +336 31 12 96 82. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
It's the Sound Kitchen and Susan Owensby's cooking.
Time for some listener news. First, a hearty welcome to our new RFI Listeners Club member, Sutomo Wang of West Kalimantan, Indonesia. Sutomo is a member of the International Broadcasting Listeners Club. Thanks for joining us, Sutomo Wang. If you'd like to be a member of the General RFI Listeners Club, just send an email to english.service@rfi.fr and I'll get you signed up. You'll receive an RFI membership number, which you include with all your quiz entries, and if you win, you'll receive a premium prize. As promised, here's a listener essay on the subject, This I Believe. This is from Fatimatouj Zahra, who's the co-secretary of the Shetu RFI Listeners Club in Nowgaon, Bangladesh. Fatimatouj wrote, "I am a student. All the people in the world are equal to me. I believe there is no difference between human beings. It's been said there is no one person whose truth is more important than another person's truth. Our religions, with the help of humans, is meant to help people in this world where people cannot live together in peace. People are troubled and in trouble. The United Nations works toward making the world a stable place for all people. I think the United Nations role should be strengthened for establishing world peace. My hope is that people will love people. I believe that all the people of the world will love each other one day. There will be no violence in their hearts, and we will all live together peacefully." Thank you, Fatimatouj Zahra, for sharing your beliefs with us. You sound like a lovely person, and the kind of person we need more of in the world today. Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to our producing engineer, Erwan Rome, for putting the show together, and thanks to you for listening. As you know, my favorite music has come to an end, but I promise to play the pieces that didn't make it on the air the first time around. This week, it's from the batch of requests for favorite songs sung by female singers. RFI Listeners Club member Ellen Holder from the Isle of Wight in England asked for Acropolis Adieu, sung by the French singer Mireille Mathieu. a melodic and catchy tune, according to Ellen. I'm just discovering it and her. How about you? Alan Holder went on to write, Mireille has been one of my favorite French singers since I was a teenager, and just listening to her clear and sparkling voice takes me back to my youth. Her songs used to feature regularly on UK radio stations, and she also appeared often on BBC television in the late 1960s and early 70s. Sadly, these days, most radio stations here play just the current hits, and it's rare to hear any of your beautiful songs on the air. So if you could play this number for me on your program, it will be really great. So here it is, Alan Holder. Enjoy, and thanks for sharing your favorite music with us. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.
Ce soir, le vent vient de la mer. Septembre est là, l'été s'en va.
Police, adieu.